was tired at 7 all. She said, let's take a walk. We found a place behind the stands. She said, we need to talk. She went on and on about this town being small and how she needed other things. Just about when they made it 7 to 10, she gave me back my ring. Cheers went up as she broke down. She said, it isn't you. I think you know how I really feel, but there's things I need to do. She said something about some school down south where she was gonna go next fall. 14 to 10, we were winning again while I was losing it all. She looked at me with tear-filled eyes and said, I hope you realize this is not the way that I meant for it to end. She said, it's best if we do this now. Then it began to rain. I wasn't sure if I was shaking from the cold or the pain. And she turned away, then she stopped to say she really hoped I understood. I nodded my head as the loudspeaker said, the kick is up, it's good. I waited till she walked back in, then turned my back into the wind. Before I let the tears begin to fall with the rain, I made it back in time to see Jason throw to Bobby Lee and make homecoming history with a 90-yard game. Now there's a banner hanging down from the stadium wall, reminding everybody of the year we won it all. And though I was at every game, I swear one remains a memory. It was 21-17. Time ran out on me. It was 21-17, and time ran out.